Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Get Packing. Happy Tuesday. It's Sunday for me right now. Recording a day early because I start working tomorrow and just want to make sure that I have time to record the podcast. So here we are. Today we're going to do a fun little episode of all the differences I could think of between Australia and the US because sometimes I tell my mom funny little tidbits and she's like, why don't you talk about that on the podcast? And I'm like, I don't know. It'd be weird to just randomly mention that. So I came up with a list. There's probably way more things, but these are just all the things that popped into my head, wrote them down. Before we get into that, we'll do a little bit of a life update since last week. My biggest life update is that I signed up for a yoga and Pilates studio and I'm really, really excited about it. I just got like an intro pass for the first 2 weeks. So I have 3 reformer Pilates classes that I can do and I can do unlimited yoga classes. So I did reformer Pilates yesterday for the first time and I freaking loved it. I felt really strong and it was super hard on the core, but I have a really bad core strength. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's just really bad. So I'm excited to start working on that. And I was telling my friend Karina why I liked it so much, because most of the time with workouts, like if I can't catch my breath or if it goes too fast, I kind of get overwhelmed and then I'm not really focusing on like the workout. I'm just kind of anxious. But with Pilates, it's a lot slower and more intentional and like you're pushing yourself a lot, but it's like at a slower pace, if that makes sense. Like you're trying to get more into like the strain or the burn or whatever, but you're not like, I don't know if that makes sense. It's not fast paced. It's slow, but it's still really hard and like you have to be very intentional about it. So I really like that. And I like the reformer Pilates a lot because like being able to move on the, it's like a little bench. I'll post a picture of it on my podcast Instagram, but I also posted a picture on my main Instagram if you saw it. But there's like straps and there's the bench that moves back and forth. And we had like a block that we would sit on, and there were some other things too that we didn't use. Oh, we used like this circle, and it's like we put it between our legs and like pushed it together, so kind of like resistance ring, I guess. But yeah, I'm really excited to keep trying that. I only have 2 more left in my trial, so I'm trying to do that on the weekend just to like treat myself. And then I'm trying to go to yoga classes every day since it's like unlimited. So I went, the first day that I got the membership, I went that night and it was okay. I didn't love the instructor and like, I felt like I couldn't really like breathe with how he was telling me to breathe. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you're on your own rhythm and then they kind of mess you up. And also it was all like older people there that night. And then I went to Pilates yesterday and then today I went to yoga again this morning. And it was a lot better. This time it was gentle yoga, so it was a little more like slower paced, but actually a lot more like moves that I'd never done before, which I kind of liked. And we used the blocks a lot more. So it was just like, it was just a different thing. And there were some more people my age, and I met one girl that was really nice, and she told me to come to a class on Tuesday that's really good. So I'll go to that class. But yeah, it's really nice to meet people that way. And I've just been wanting to get like a good workout routine going, but I just like need something that works for me, you know? And I feel like Pilates is going to be really good for me and like make my core a lot stronger. And yeah, I just think it'll be good. And I'll keep like doing my running and stuff on my own, but I just feel like I want something to make me feel strong, if that makes sense. So I feel like Pilates will be good. And then yoga obviously will just be good for like helping me relax because, ugh, we all know I need to do that. And then also driving is going really well. I've been having to drive to Pilates and yoga class. So yeah, driving's been going really well. I'm actually getting a lot more used to it. Haven't gotten in any accidents. The only thing that's giving me trouble is like backing in to parking because, well, first of all, I'm not even good at that at home, but also because it's on the other side. So it's just, I don't know. It's kind of a weird feeling. But yeah, other than that, like I've been on the highway, I've been in the neighborhoods. I'm used to being on the left side of the road now. And I'm actually starting to get used to being on the other side of the car and like being in the lane properly. I think it just takes like practice, like with anything. But yeah, I'm getting a lot more comfortable with that. And since my birthday, I've been trying not to go out and spend money as much because went a little too crazy. And yeah, like as much as I want to have fun while I'm in Sydney, I also really want to save my money so that I can go travel afterwards. So yeah, I'm just trying to be a little more chill. And sometimes I feel like, I don't know, lame for not going and doing stuff. But now I have kind of like a goal of like all the stuff that I want to do when I'm done in Sydney. And so it's a little more motivating to like not go out and do as much, even though like I would love to go see my friends, but it's just like kind of impossible to do stuff without spending money because none of us are like established, like, you know what I mean? Like none of us have stuff to do at our homes really. And yeah, I'm kind of over drinking now because I've been spending way too much money and I don't know. I'm kind of like in my wholesome era. Like I just want to go to Pilates and go to yoga and go to bed early. And yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm sure next weekend I'll change my mind and want to go do something fun. But yeah, for now, I just kind of want to chill. And I feel like, yeah, I want to save my money. And then like with drinking and going out comes like spending all that money. And yeah, I'm not vibing with that right now. So that's my life update. I've been just really chilling, trying not to spend money, practicing driving the car, and going to my yoga classes, and just learning how to relax a little more. And then this week I start my job officially, so I'll be more busy taking the kids to school and all that stuff. And I'm really excited to do that and get that routine down and figure out what times I want to go to my workout classes and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's about it for that. So let's get into these differences. So the first thing that still trips me up all the time is how they write the date. So they write the date day, month, year. And obviously we write the date month, day, year. And I was thinking about this because people who are Australian say, like, that's so dumb. Why would you say the month first? Like, you go smallest to biggest, which I do get that. But then, like, let's say, like, you have to look up a date, right? Or, you know what I mean? Like, let's say, like, you have a calendar up and you have to, like, click on someone's birthday. If you say, like, let's say my birthday, for example, if you say 30 first, like, as the day, then, like, you don't know what month yet. And then they say 9 and then you go to 9 and then you'd have to, I don't know, like it wouldn't be that hard, I guess. But do you get what I mean? Like, I feel like when we say month day, it makes so much more sense because you would say the number and then they would go to that in the calendar and then you would pick the day. So, you know, I feel like it makes sense our way, but I also get that it's like smallest to largest if you do day, month, year. But I keep getting tripped up on it because, like, when I'm cooking, I'm looking at, like, the expiration date of things, and I keep getting so confused, and, like, one of the things said 9/10/23, and I was like, oh my gosh, September 10th, that was forever ago, like, that's bad. But then, no, it was October 9th, so it's, like, it wasn't bad yet. So, anyway, yeah, it gets a little confusing. Obviously, the driving thing, they drive on the left and the steering wheel is on the right, which, yeah, that's just completely opposite. I guess probably just because that's how they do it in the UK. So they just do it over here. I don't know. I don't know how things work. Oh, this one I have a big complaint about. So like at home, I always get like Starbucks cold brew like at the grocery store, and then I get creamer and put it in. Here, they don't have that. Like, they have coffees that are already pre-mixed with like milk and sugar and stuff, and they don't taste that bad, but like I just want a plain black coffee and then mix it together. And one time I saw one cold brew concentrate, but it was so expensive, so I didn't buy it. But yeah, they just don't have, like, at home would be so normal, like Starbucks and what, Columbe, is that the other brand? I don't know. There's like different brands of just like iced coffee that you can buy in the store, and they don't have that here. So that's sad. Oh yeah. I feel like our like selection at the grocery store is just so much better at home. I don't know how to explain it, but like here, I feel like it's just like the very, very basics, if that makes sense. And like, they don't have very many freezer sections, which maybe that's good, 'cause like more things are fresh, but yeah, it just kind of throws me off. And like, a lot of things are in like the international section that we would just have like in normal parts of our grocery store. Like everything that you would need for like tacos is in like the international section, whereas like at home, like it would just be in, you know, normal places. I guess we do have like certain aisles like that, but I don't know, like tortillas would be like in that section, whereas like we would just find tortillas like in the normal part of the store. Yeah, I guess, yeah, still getting used to that. Oh, this is a big one. They don't have, like, say you go to Target, they don't have like toiletries there like they would at home. And like, yeah, just like any department store like that, like they don't have toiletries. You have to go to a separate place, and the most common one is Chemist Warehouse, and that one's actually really good because they have a lot of like cheap stuff. But yeah, you have to go to like separate stores for toiletries, which is really weird for me, because like at home I would just go to Target and just get like everything I need at the one place. Oh, and that's another thing I was gonna say. Speaking of which, okay, they have grocery stores in their malls here. Now, I don't know if this is a thing at home, because obviously, if you're from Medford, shout out, our mall is small, and also Grand Junction, the mall is pretty small. But like, I've never seen grocery stores just like inside the mall. And like here, like you would go and do like your clothes shopping and then like get your groceries on the way out. And yeah, that's just so weird to me. But also like the Chemist Warehouse place would be in the mall as well. So I guess everything you need is at the mall, but it's just so weird to see a giant full-size grocery store like inside of a mall. You know what I mean? Let me know if you think that's normal. I thought it was weird. This one is very specific, but I needed deodorant, and for the most part, I've seen a few stick deodorants like at TJ Maxx is another thing, but I'll get back to that. Like at random stores, they have stick deodorant, but at like toiletry stores, they have like the spray deodorant or like the rollerball ones. So maybe those are just like preferred here. I don't know. Okay, back to TJ Maxx. Guess what it is called here? TJ Maxx here is TK Maxx. And I don't get that at all. I'm so confused. If someone could tell me why it's called TK Maxx instead of TJ Maxx, that would be great. Yeah, when I first saw that, I was like, are my eyes like not working properly? But yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah, I don't get it. But I also don't even know what TJ Maxx stands for, so I don't even know what TK Maxx could stand for. Yeah, I don't get why it's a different letter. Let's see. One thing about driving that I've noticed, if you're like learning how to drive, you have like a P on like the back of your car. I don't know what the P stands for, maybe like practicing, or I don't know. But that's kind of nice, because then you know when people are practicing, and I need a P on the back of my car, but I don't have one. Oh my gosh, this one is so funny to me. So they love chicken here, and they have a bunch of like chicken shops where you just get like chicken and like fries, and they put chicken salt on the fries, which is, I'm assuming it's just like chicken stock and salt. Like, you know what I mean by chicken stock? Like, if you were gonna, like chicken broth, but like in powder form. And I got like a kebab the other day and I got fries with it, and he was like, do you want chicken salt? And I was like, sure. And it tastes really good, actually. But yeah, I had never heard of chicken salt until I moved here. So let me know if anyone had heard of it before. Oh, this one's really funny. So at home, like, you could just buy cigarettes, whatever, you know. I'm sure they're taxed, but it's not like they don't have like big warnings on them. And like, if you go to like a casino or something, like, I don't know. It's just like, obviously everyone knows smoking and gambling are bad, but you don't have like huge warnings on them here. So when I'm watching TV, I have like this one streaming service that's like Australian, and they'll show like a sports betting commercial. And then at the end of it, it'll say like, if you need help, call this number. Or it even says, it's like, you're probably about to lose, so like, if you need help, call this number or whatever. So it's just funny because like, after like a gambling commercial, it has like this big like warning after it, which is really good. And then like, oh, the packaging on cigarettes here is disgusting. Now, keep in mind, I don't buy cigarettes. I've just seen it from other people. But it has like gross pictures of like what happens to your lungs and your throat and all the stuff on it. And it's like so graphic, and I can't believe people still buy them. But clearly it's not graphic enough because it doesn't work. And yeah, even like at home, like, I'm sure they're taxed and stuff, but it doesn't like stop people from buying them. So anyway, it's just funny. Like, we have like nice packaging at home, and I don't know, smoking is not that common at home, in my opinion. Like, not like everyday people. And here it's, I don't know, I don't think it's that big, but like, definitely when like you go out, like, people smoke a lot. So yeah, I don't know. Oh, this is another interesting thing. Voting is mandatory here instead of voluntary. So like, they have a referendum coming up, which is like, they're changing their constitution to include Aboriginal like input and stuff into all their laws, which is really good. But I keep seeing ads for it, and it says like, if you can't make it on October 14th, like, you have to apply for voting mailing or to go on a different day or whatever. But like, voting is mandatory if you're over the age of 18 and if you're an Australian citizen. So yeah, I think that's really interesting. I didn't know that it was mandatory, but it'd probably be better. I feel like we should do that in the US, because honestly, I haven't voted in that much stuff, and I probably should. Oh, they fine you for everything here. Like, they love their fines. Like, so I already said, like, you get fined if you don't tap on or off like the bus or the train. It's actually a big fine. It's $250. But the other thing that's funny is on the trains, it always says like, you could be fined for putting your feet on the seats, because the seats can flip back and forth, which is really cool. I should take a video of it. I don't know why I think it's so cool, but like, depending on which way the train is going, you can move the seats, or if you like want to sit across from your friends, you can like flip the seats and face each other. So anyway, sometimes people flip the seats and then put their feet up, and you're not supposed to do that because obviously they don't want the seats to get dirty. They don't want to like clean them all the time. So anyway, yeah, you can get $100 fine for putting your feet on the seats in the train. Yeah, public transport is good, which I can't speak for other cities in the U.S. because I haven't really been to that many big cities at home. But yeah, I think the public transport's really good. Like, when I'm in the city and I want to come home, the trains go every 15 minutes. So it's really nice because, yeah, I have lots of options to get home. So that's good. I don't know if you guys have seen, did I post? I don't even know. But there's a bunch of turkeys here that are protected. And when I went to Shelly Beach, they were like all around me and like stealing my food and stuff. And they're also over here where I'm living now. And they're just funny. They're like kind of creepy looking, but they have like a yellow like gobbler Is that what you would call it? The thing that hangs down? And their beaks are red, and then the rest of their bodies are black. And yeah, I don't know. Like, obviously we have turkeys at home, but they just look way different here. And yeah, I've never seen a turkey on the beach until I was here. That's for sure. Another cool thing is, like, the trees here are all gum trees, they're called. And I'd never seen them before. Obviously they're, like, native to Australia. But they're really cool and they're huge and they have, like, peeling bark, but they're not like a madrone or like stuff that we have in Oregon. They are like white underneath. Oh, but my host dad was saying that there's different ones. Like, there's a white gum tree, a black gum tree, and maybe a red one. So I assume they're all different like colors underneath. But yeah, and then obviously the wildlife here is completely different, but I haven't seen too much of the wildlife yet. I really want to. I'm thinking maybe I'll go to the zoo or something. Not that I support zoos, but just to see like a few different animals before I start traveling around. But yeah, those are all the differences that I could think of, but I'm sure there's a million more. But yeah, let me know which differences that you guys thought were cool, thought were funny, whatever, or that surprised you. But yeah, I think be a little bit shorter of an episode this week, but hopefully not too bad. Hopefully the microphone is getting better, so sorry about that. You guys will have to let me know if it's better this time, and I'll see when I listen back as well. But yeah, I'm looking forward to starting this week, starting working, going to more Pilates and yoga classes. Yeah, that's pretty much my updates. One of my friends, Karina, is traveling up the East Coast right now and like letting me know everything she likes and doesn't like. So I'm getting kind of a better plan in the works for my travels. And my parents are coming to visit me in January. So my dad and I were just talking about, wherever we like finish our trip together is where I'll start traveling. So we just have to decide where we want to go and where I want to start traveling. And I was thinking if we go to Cairns and we end there and go to the Great Barrier Reef and all that, then I can do the East Coast back down towards Sydney. And then when I get back to Sydney, I could fly wherever else I want to go, like New Zealand or Bali or wherever else I want to go. So yeah, have a few ideas in the works. And yeah, I think I might skip some of the stops on the East Coast, honestly, from what like my friends have told me and just like gathering information. Like, I'll just figure out what things I actually really want to do and skip the ones that I don't want to do. Because like, I don't feel the need to go just to say that I've been there, you know what I mean? Like, everyone has told me that like Brisbane is not very fun and like you could go just for a night out, but like that's about it. So I'll probably just skip that, and I don't feel like I need to say that I've been there. I'll just go to the place that I want to go. And yeah, we'll just see how my travel plans end up, but I'm getting really excited seeing my friends going to all these places. I'm really excited to go to them, and I'm so excited for my parents to come visit. Still a couple of months away, but that's okay. So yeah, I'm just kind of chilling right now, getting some travel plans going, and yeah, let me know if you guys have any questions, let me know if you have any ideas of what you want to hear next week, and let me know how you're all doing. Everyone send me a text, I miss you guys. Yeah, I just want to know how everyone's doing at home. Let me know if you've gotten up to any fall activities that I would be jealous of. Oh yeah, and I also went on a cute little picnic the other day. That's kind of fall vibes, I guess spring vibes here. Oh, I also had a really weird interaction with an old man, when I went on the picnic. He was talking to me about, like, telling me I should be wearing sunscreen, which I should. But I was just, like, sitting in the park, and he was like, yeah, you know, the sun's really intense here. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And then he kept talking to me, but I couldn't tell what he was saying because he was really old and he kind of had an accent as well. I can't remember where he said he was from. But yeah, and I don't even know if I want to tell the rest of the story, but he was like, yeah, I was going to give you a chocolate bar, but I realized you're kind of fat. And I was like, okay, no, I don't want your chocolate bar. That's okay, bye. But it was like, I couldn't tell if that's what he said because he was so old and I couldn't really hear him very well. And I just wanted him to go away. But I'm pretty sure that's what he said. And you know what? I don't care, old man, because I don't want your chocolate bar. And yeah, it was just a very strange interaction. Anyway, hope you loved that little side tangent. I think I'm actually done now. I love you guys so much. I miss everyone so much. I hope you have enjoyed listening, and I will talk to you guys again next week, and I'll keep you posted. Love you. Bye.